Post, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I want to get some more things to you, Demico. Is that all right? Adam's responsibility was to help define the nature of the world he was going to live in. You and I are to define the nature of the world we are to live in. Psalm 91 says it pretty clearly. He that dwells in the secret place. You have the potential, child of God, to create a secret place. Amen. A strong tower. A refuge. If you travel at all, if you go into some of these places, you'll find that God is true to that. Amen. Where all kind of stuff is around you, but it can't come nigh you. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He said, though a thousand fall at your side, come on, I said, a thousand fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it shall not come nigh you. Can anyone believe that this morning? That is a promise of God to His covenant people. But covenant is activated when you do your part. And what is that? To believe. Stop straining and start training your mind to believe. Amen. Go to war in your mind against all unbeliefs. Start starving your doubts. Amen. And feeding your faith. As simple as that. The battle belongs to God. God told Moses at the Red Sea, after he had trained him. Moses had been through training. Initially, when Moses was going to be the deliverer, he thought he was going to do it on his own. And so he killed an Egyptian. Thought the Israelites would get behind him. Instead of getting behind him, they stood against him. Amen. Pharaoh found out he had to run for his life. All in God's plan. 40 years in the wilderness. See, sometimes God has you in a wilderness so that you can unlearn some stuff. So that your strong flesh can be weakened. Because when you are weak, He is strong. Sometimes you're the one standing in your way. Your mind, you got nothing wrong with a strong mind, but your mind too strong. Amen. It's not the mind of Christ. You have your own will and your self-willed. And sometimes God will allow things in order not to weaken you, but to weaken that fleshly carnal part. So that He can stand up in you. Because see, in the garden, it was all about them just being occupied with God. While they were, the devil had no place. You turn aside all the time and giving the devil a lot of attention, before you know it, he's going to snare you. Get you to say something. He got Eve's attention. God hath not surely said. See, God is not one that's questioning you. As a matter of fact, the first question we see is the question from the devil. God didn't create you to question. He created you and gave you language to create. Amen. Somebody will get that later. I said He gave you language to communicate, but more than that, to create. Amen. We're created in God's image and after His likeness. God is a creator. Amen. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God creates. Amen. It don't come back void. Amen. Sometimes God speaks to communicate, but when He speaks, He creates. Amen. And we're created the same way. Amen. Time for you to start putting some value on your words again. Amen. Stop getting on the phone with homegirl, just talking about anything and saying everything and just saying stuff that you know has no value. They're idle words. They're empty words. They're unemployed words. They're words that will come back and haunt you because it's spirit law. It's not a matter of straining. It's a matter of training. God told Moses at the Red Sea, "Why are you crying unto me?" The folk got Moses. Let me show you this, and my time will be up. Let me show you this important principle, and we're gonna continue to work this because we gotta get the tongue under control. Amen. You cannot tame that fella.
Amen.
Let somebody make you real mad. If you have not trained him, things will come out. But you've trained him. You know, there was the potential of it coming out, but you got him under control. You have controlled him. You have trained him. You can't tame him. Because given, you know, get tired and let somebody start aggravating you. Get real tired. If you don't say something, you're going to hang up anyway. Right? You might as well have said something. But see, you can't, James says you can't tame him, but you can control him. But you control him through training. Training your mind. Getting into your heart that which is of God, so that even under pressure, what comes out of you is of God. Amen? Moses at the rock, when the people start getting to him again. Imagine, now you leading 3 million folk, and every day they complain. If it ain't one thing, it's another thing. Jethro had to tell Moses, listen, they're going to kill you. You're going to die trying to counsel all these knuckleheads. He said, raise up people. Because Moses was trying to counsel everybody. Had a good heart, a very meek person. But he raised up people. So the people finally got to him. They had been to a rock once and they needed water, and Moses struck the rock and water came out. God told Moses this time. People were complaining, our children have no water, our animals have no water, we're going to die of thirst here. Moses, you brought us out here to destroy us, to kill us and our children. Weren't there enough graves in Egypt? Same old story, same old complaints, same old Egyptian mentality. And finally it got to Moses. Moses prayed, Lord said, Moses, speak to the rock and cause the water to come out. Moses mad now. These people, this is it. So Moses lost his mind for a minute. And he went to the rock and he said, you rebels. And instead of speaking to the rock, he hit it. He hit it twice. And see, God, tell somebody, God got your back. Even when you mess up sometimes, God got your back. God had his back because the water came out. Even though Moses didn't follow the instruction, the water started gushing out. But then God told Moses, he said, Moses, because you didn't honor me in front of the people, anybody called to ministry, you need to get these little tidbits. You need to understand the pressure that will be on your life when you want to put your hands around somebody's neck and choke them into the next world. But you got to be sweet and kind and polite. When every cell in you say, jump on them, beat them down. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all do. Well, Moses hit it. This is Mo. Come on. The greatest one in the Old Testament. In heaven, they're going to sing the song of Moses. He did that. And God said, because you did that, you're not going to enter. I'm going to let you see it. You see, when you walk in high realms of authority like that, you have to be well trained.
Amen.
You can't say certain things because you're not at the place where your words are just communicating. You're at the place where your words are creating.
Amen.
Elijah said, it ain't gonna rain at my word. And see, people that enter those realms aren't talkers. Yeah, child, you laid on the phone 5 hours. I'm talking about nothing.
Amen.
And everything and everybody.
Amen.
And so by the time they get to the Red Sea, let me back up. When they got to the Red Sea, God had trained Moses. And here's how he trained him. When he met him there at the burning bush, he had him throw his rod down.
Amen.
And when he threw his rod down, his rod became a serpent. In other words, when God told Moses to throw down his vocation.
Amen.
In other words, your vocation is not going to be your priority now.
Amen.
Come on. Moses was obedient. He threw it down and it became a serpent. And then Moses ran because he knew them serpents were poisonous. He ran. Then God said, go get it and pick it up. He picked it up by the tail. It became his rod again. But see, it was no longer just the rod of Moses. It was the rod of God.
Amen.
Come on, stay with me a minute. I want to show you something. Stay with me a minute. It became the rod of God. So God took on Moses' vocation. There, everything was about to change. He was going to be a shepherd, but not just of sheep.
Amen.
He and God were one now.
Amen.
Now he was ready to go and tell Pharaoh, let my people, let my sheep go.
Amen.
I got a shepherd that's going to bring them out and bring them into their promised land. Amen. So his God got in his vocation. See, your job is not just a job. 9 to 5. You hate it. You hate the folk on the job. Tell the truth. Make the devil a lie. You hate being there. Well, see, you have to understand, God wants to change all that, your vocation, to become your ministry.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Listen. Everybody ain't going to be behind a microphone. Some of you all will. Everybody's not going to be a pastor of a church or evangelist so-and-so or whatever. But you have a ministry.
Amen.
You have people that God wants your light to shine before.
Amen.
Called your vocation.
Amen.
Amen. When you find your true vocation, you'll never work another day in your life. Because it's fulfilled. It'll be what drives you, gets you up in the morning, encourages you, keeps you going. It's your grace. Okay, I'm getting there. So Moses was told at the Red Sea, because the people start chiding with him again. You know, people are like that when they get under pressure. And this is a good measurement for people. Let them get under pressure, see what they talk. See what comes out of their mouth.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.